as Philadelphia prepares for millions more visitors in 2026 and its Center City residential population continues to grow, a business district is tackling the weakest link, trash-filled alleyways in the nation's most walkable major city. WHYY News business reporter Kristen Mosbacher-Garza has more.
On a 2.5-mile-long walk across the urban core, there's 446 dumpsters in alleyways. In some neighborhoods, those dumpsters are sealed, tidy, and functional. But in others, they're overflowing with trash, vermin, and homelessness activity. During a particularly smelly inspection and data-driven report, Center City District CEO Prima Katari Gupta says staffers found that the majority of these dumpsters were unlocked, unsealed, and difficult to hold the owners accountable.
You know, you're walking along, things feel good, there are lots of people around, the sidewalk's clean, there are plants in the planter, there are trees, there are children, there are strollers, and then you turn a corner and the alleys are so awful.
The business district spends millions each year to keep the sidewalks clean, and now are pitching City Hall lawmakers to change the law, so dumpsters must be locked. That's because city code only requires sealed dumpsters. Enforcement is handled by the city's sanitation department, while licenses and inspections can investigate any overflowing dumpsters. But it can be hard to keep up. About 77% of the dumpsters did not have an easily accessible owner medallion with identifying information, which is already the law. Leaders like Katari Gupta want more of the city's walkable experiences to be most memorable for good reasons. And for the most beautiful narrow streets, like Alfred's Alley in Old City, to keep attracting visitors. Kristen Mosbacher-Garza, WHYY News.